And on the other hand, we'll see that there's a marshal that seems to say you should do nothing more than mishtatef b'pod. Absolutely not. That's one big shaila. And the other very big shaila is neged to anybody who travels on Chanukah and their wife or even their family, somebody in their family. They're lighting, there's a ner in their house. So we know they're potter. They don't have to light where they are, right? Pashtus. What would be the halacha? Are they allowed to light with it? I have somebody who's lighting in my house. My wife. My wife for sure is a problem, potentially. Even if it's not my wife. My son is lighting. Am I allowed to now light separately where I am? Or do I say no? It's a brachol vatol. Now, brachol vatol seems to be, how could it be a brachol vatol? They say it's a sofik brachol vatol. How could it be a brachol vatol? Why am I worse than Mahadran? I'm lighting my own Ner Chanukah. So if you look here in Shulchan Aruch, Beis Yosef brings down famous Shaila, this Mamish the Shaila. What does that mean? You're allowed to do Mahadran. Avada. 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 The Rambam himself brings down Mahadran. In fact, the Rambam is the mocker of the Mahadran. Bizman Azeh. Toisus doesn't bring down Mahadran. But anyway, the Rambam only says that the Baal HaBayis lights all the Mahadran candles, but it's Ner L'Kol Echad V'Echad. Anyway, so if you look here in the Shulchan Aruch, the mocker of this din comes from the Maril. The Maril says that today that we light inside, it could be that every guest should really be lighting himself. Why? Following reason. I, Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira said, I don't have to. My wife is lighting for me. Unbelievable chiddush. He says, we're not knowing like the Bali Toysers, that one person lights for everybody. So today we light, everybody in the family lights. Right? The Bali Toysers hold, no. If you're doing Mahadrim and a Mahadrim, you don't do Mahadrim. That's the sheet of the Bali Toysers. It's one or the other. The Bali Toysers hold, either you do Mahadrim or you do Mahadrim and a Mahadrim. You don't do both. Right? The Bali Toysers give a reason. Because it won't be visible. It won't have a Maila. Einim Yodim Kama. They don't know how many people in the house, or it's coming in our neighbors. So he says, but today we're not knowing like that. We're not knowing like the Rebbe. We all light inside. Everybody lights their own menorah. We light separately. So now he says, there's a chashad. If I don't light my own menorah, nobody knows. The Maril says, nobody knows that I have my wife's lighting for me at home. No yodim. And since they don't know, it's a chashad. I have to light. And this that I'm not lighting, it's a reis in me, because everybody lights inside. As I said, a chiddush din. Thus it is. Absolutely. Negeya to anybody. Anybody who's traveling, negeya to anybody who's traveling, that has a hadlaka b'veisei. Do they have their own separate chi of where they are to light? The Maril seems to be saying, yes, you have a chiyuv to light. Now, the Mari Broina, the Da'akei Moshe brings down the Mari Broina. The Mari Broina says, lo yichavin lo tzeisim mishtei. To'oz chayim adlokam imanushach. He says, the Eitz is, have in mind, you don't want to be Eitz with your wife or whoever's lighting for you at home, whoever's lighting at home. And now, imanushach, you could light. So, imanushach, you could light. Does it does? Any? Huh? Before she lived. I should have in mind. Me'ikra. I'm not yet to my wife. That's the, we'll get to that. But that's as I said. Now, let's go to the Trumas Hadesh. And the Beis Yosef brings down the Trumas Hadesh. The Beis Yosef is mefakfik with the Trumas Hadesh. But the Trumas Hadesh says here in the Tshuvas Kuf Aleph as follows. Achsanoi Nasui. His question is, Haim Rashai Lahadlik Bibrocha Chutz L'Beis. Is he allowed to? Nirish et sorich ledaktik bedover. Ve'echol me'agdoilim hoire v'noak sh'rashay lahadlik bebroch. Ve'af agav do'omo b'gimor abosod in the Sibna Ashtor loy tzirichna. Haynu sheni chayev. Rav Zera said, I don't have to. Avol m'roitze. Eine broch l'matol. Sh'arei ze gam kein b'chlal mahadrin. And then he brings down a scary story. Once a guy relied on his wife, it turned out his wife forgot to light and he's without an Hanukkah, so that's a, it's an insurance policy. In case your wife forgot, it's an insurance policy. Okay. So he's saying, you don't have to have in mind not to be yotze with your wife. Tamari Breuna, saying you have to have in mind not to be yotze with your wife. Trumas Hadesh is not saying that. He's saying, that's Bechlal Mahadrin. That's Bechlal Mahadrin. And then he says, now listen to these words. Kivon shaloi matzonu mahadrin ze b'talmud. We didn't find this mahadrin b'talmud. Why do I have to find this one? There's a mahadrin. But the Trumas Hadesh is saying, the one that was choylet said, loi matzonu mahadrin ze b'talmud. But he says, I argue. Om no mita mahadrin efshar v'yitochen shaper domi lahadlik b'brocha shekshen sheyeshidu b'nei l'kol echad v'echad b'beisai. Now listen to these words. Kach yeshidu b'nei l'ish v'nei l'ishtoi b'shnei mekoymois. Ad kan divrei Trumas Hadesh. Okay, this is what the, meaning, so these last words of Trumas Hadesh, and he seems to be saying that there's two shailas. One shaila, is there such a mahadrin? If somebody's lighting for me at home, and I'm a guest somewhere else, when I light over there, is that mahadrin? L'chayri yeh. Loi matzonu mahadrin ze b'talmud. That's one. The other thing that he implies is that when my wife lights for me, it's better. It's not just a question of mahadrin, it's ishtei kegufei. He doesn't say those words. But he says, this could also be mahadrin where a man and a wife are machalik from each other, kilu. I'm lighting and you're lighting. That's also mahadrin. So listen what the Beis Yosef says. Zok the Beis Yosef, he brings the Trumas Hadesh. And he says like this. V'li nira, she'ein lismoich al zeh ulevarach brocha. Can't make a brocha. He's not, hold, you cannot rely on the Trumas Hadesh. Can't rely on it to make a brocha. Can't do it. The Rama over here says, "Hamini k'divrei Ma'ari, v'taymoi v'nimukayim." So, Beis Yosef holds that it's not like Tosfos. Beis Yosef is not saying like Tosfos. Als Tosfos, he would hold avada. You could make a bracha in such a case, because I'm not being yotze with I'm not doing in the house. I'm doing a separate hadlaka here. There's no mix between what my wife is lighting and I'm lighting. Even Tosfos is old, you could do it. Tosfos' problem is if you have one house and you have 10 people in the house and they all 10 light nearest by the door, so you can't see Yom HaNechlosim, Yom HaYotzim, or... Not a question of Takona. There's Mahadris, Mahadris. You can't be Makayim both. That's why the Maralmi Prague says today, we do Mahadrin even according to Tosfos. Since we have separate places, Tosfos would also agree with Mekayim Mahadrin. Tosfos is just saying, you cannot do both. It's not practical to do both. But if you could, Gevaldik, there is a mile of Ner L'Kol Echad Echad. There is a mile of Kenegad Yom Nachmasim. Don't compromise. Dozok them. So the Beis Yosef holds that this Trumas Ledeshen should not be relied on. And the Ramah holds it yes, rely. So I want to tell you that there's a Yosoidistika thing that the Olam should understand. Very Yosoidistika thing. I want to read you the Truvis Marshal. And then we'll get to the Psak. The Marshal says like this. He brings down a minig in his time that Bochrim were not Mishtata Papriti. Which Bochrim is Mishtata Papriti? Who today would do that? It's a wimp, right? Which wimp is Mishtata Papruta, right? Okay, if you're Bochrim in Yeshiva anyway, it's a big machloik, it's a person if you could be Mishtata. It's only if you, in other words, if five Achsanoim live somewhere, then many Poiskim hold you can't be Mishtatif. Only Achsanoim can be Mishtatif at the Balabais. Can't be Mishtatif. A bunch of Achsanoim can't be Mishtatif. It's a Shaila. So the Marshal says like this, Masheo idna abachur machmirim al atzmom sheloi lishtatif bepriti. So first he gives them a good patch. He says, Va'adifi l'daitayu mei Rebzeira. They hold they're better than Rebzeira. Rav Zera, for him, it was good enough. Rav Zera was mishtata beprutu. They hold it better than Rav Zera. That's his first patch. Adifi l'daitayu mei Rav Zera. Zeu minig Ashkenaz. This is minig Ashkenaz. Not that the Marshal was far from that. Minig Ashkenaz. Shemagbiin atofel umanichim oyikel. V'alavai shelo yakilu b'mitzvus chamuris. He sees zero mila. Just Bali Gaiva. He holds his Bali Gaiva. That's what it is. It's Bali Gaiva. Mami Shapel, Abazoi Zok the Marshal. Clearly you see from the Marshal, he didn't hit his any Mila. They're not doing anything. Look at Rav Zera. He's saying, look at Rav Zera. You think Rav Zera wasn't a Mahadran Yid? What's Rav Zera? That's what he's saying. So now I want to try to give you clarity in this. I think the clarity in this is like this. There are separate shailas here. That you have to understand. One is your wife, and one is the fact that stam, that they're lighting for you in your bias. The hider of lighting ner l'kol echad v'echad, right, was set on the b'nei bias. Right? Meaning, if 10 people live in this house, there's a hider for 10 adlokas. Right? Now I have somebody called Achsanoi. Achsanoi, he's not part of Bnei Bais. If he's part of Bnei Bais, he wouldn't have to be Mishtatif Bepriti. He would automatically be Eitz. He's not part of Bnei Bais. But Chazal said he's enough here that he has the light. He's enough here that he has the light. That's the reason why. Why don't we say when he's Mishtatif Bepriti, now he's taking away the Mahadran from the whole bias. Why do we allow him even to be Mishtata Piprit? If I have a home, and the father is like most homes, the father's lighting and all the men are lighting. And now this Achsanoi comes, he's Mishtata Piprit. Why is he now taking away from the hider of the whole bias? Now tonight we don't have 10 people. We have 11 people, and only 10 of them lit. If I light the menorah myself, and all my kids are memeila mishtatif with me, the oil belongs to everybody. They're not makayim. None of us are makayim hadron. I'm not makayim hadron. None of my kids are makayim hadron. So we all light to be makayim hadron. So why is Achsanoi, not only he's not being makayim hadron, he's taking away my mahadron, l'chayra. Unless you hold the Hidr Mahadran is not to be Yetzir with the Balabayas. But if you learn the Hidr is Ner L'kol Echad V'Echad. Why? And I think the answer is very simple. Because the Achsanoi is not part of Bnei Bayas. So his only Hadlaka that he could even have is Iker Ner. He doesn't have a mile of Mahadran. And that's why Chazal never told him to light his own Ner. They never gave him a Mahadran. That's what the Trumas Hadeshen alludes to. Loi Motsonu, some held, Loi Motsonu Mahadran Zeh B'Talmud. I still say, well, what do you mean Loi Motsonu Mahadran? Ner L'kol Echad V'Echad. Teretz says, he's not an Echad V'Echad, he's Achsanoi. He is not an Echad Ve'echad. He is a new guy. He is Achsanoi. He has his own hat. So therefore, Loi Matsonu Matan Zebatam. So now, once he was Yoytze Iker Ner with his wife, by him lighting on his own Ner here, he's also only going to be Iker Ner. It's redundant. It's two Iker Ners. That's a bracha levatole. That's why the Beis Yosef says, I'm not ready to make a bracha on such a thing. Ani lo mukhan to make a bracha. No, because it's fault on Iker Ner. The Bano Zepan, right? Even if it's fault on Iker Ner. It could very well be that even if you had kavona not to be yoytze, you're yoytze Iker Ner. You don't need kavona to be yoytze for sure, Iker Ner. You could not know about it. You could not think about it. You have no, because Lamai said there was a ner in your house. There was a ner chan. There was an Iker Ner in your house. I'm not sure that kavona afuch would even work by Chanukah. It's a metzias. I have a ner doluk bevesoi. Have kavona afucha. I want to ask you a question. Somebody hangs up a mezuzah for me in my house. I have kavona. I don't want to be yotze Mrs. mezuzah. Is it a bitl mezuzah? Pastor's not. Some mezuzah. Fault on mezuzah. What? No, but I'm saying the chiv on the Adam is that there should be an erchanik in his house. And there is one. You can't change the fact that there is one. Somebody, a bar chiyuva, lit an erchanik in your house. Your wife lit an erchanik in your house. That's why the Beis Yosef holds that even if you have in mind not to be yoitz, even if you have in mind not to be yoitz with her, don't make a bracha. What do you mean don't make? Why not? Now, some call it a bracha sheina tzricha, and some call it a chash bracha vatol. Now, I think that sounds like an edel distinction. I think there's a major halachic machloikis. Meaning those who hold that you could be Yotze Mahadran, no problem. I think that they hold that the hiddur of Mahadran is to have your own Ner. It's not Ner L'Kol Echad V'Echad. The hiddur of Mahadran is to have my own Ner. That's what the Truma Sadashin is saying. I want to be a Kayim, it's the Chanukah myself. That's the Mahadran. Doesn't make a difference if I'm part of this house, I'm not part of this house. I want to be Yotze, my own mitzvah. That itself is the Mahadran of Ner Chanukah. So there's no difference. But here's what I want to tell you. If you hold that kavona afucha works over here, like the Mari Broina, I could have in mind I don't want to be yaitzu with my wife. Right? So now, there's still, you could still declare that the other concept is still true, which is that there's no din mahadran on the achsanoi. Just he wasn't yaitzu because he was machavin. So then it's only a brach shein tzricha. It's not a bracha levatola. If you hold, you understand what I'm telling you? If you hold that the kavon afucha doesn't work, that means automatically I'm yoytze with the ner that's in my house. So now when I go and I light myself where I am, it's mamash a bracha levatola. I was yoytze ikur ner, and now I'm making another ikur ner. You just stop. It's like lighting two. It's like you make lahadlik ner shulchanukah once, then you go to the other side. Lahadlik ner shulchanukah twice. The second one's a bracha levatola. If you learn that kavona afucha works, fine. So it worked. I had a mind in the muchan. I'm not yaitza with my wife. Worked. But now when I lit where I was, I didn't gain anything. I'm still only ikur ner. What I did was I blew out my wife's candle for me. By having in mind kavona afucha, and I was not yoytze, and now I've lit another one. So now I got it. I didn't get mahadran anyway. That's a bracha shein tzricha. Can't call that a bracha levatola because the lahadlik ner shel Chanukah was a true bracha. Beis Yosef holds like that. Why? Because when the Beis Yosef brings down the Trumas Hadeshan here, his lashon is not levatola. Some of the poskim say it's a bracha levatola. The Beis Yosef's lashon is as follows. He says, he brings down the Mari Broina, and he says and the Trumas Hadesha. And he says like this. He says, I'm not relying on this. He says, not relying on this. Zok to Beis Yosef, Ali Nira, She'ein Lismoich Alze, Levorech Brocha, She'ein Atzricha. Levorech Brocha, She'ein Atzricha. That means that the Beis Yosef is not calling it a Brocha of Atala. He's saying, at worst, it's a Brocha She'ein Atzricha. I'm not relying, meaning the Trumas Hadeshen obviously holds Yimakayim Mahadran. So it's Tzricha. I'm lighting my own adloka to be Mekayim, my mitzvah of Mahadran. Beis Yosef is saying, no. The reason why I'm not relying on it is because I have a suffix whether this is Taka or Mahadran. If it's only an Iker Ner, and you had Kavana Hafucha, so good, you weren't Yotze with your wife, but you didn't eat, you gained nothing, so it's a Baruch Hashem Tzricha. Yeah, that's the navigation. So Halacha L'maisa, I want to tell you another very important point. Halacha L'maisa, you could be Soymech on the Ramah with Bnei Ashkenaz. And you can make your own Adloka, even if they're lighting for you at home. Have in mind not to be Yotze, you could be Soymech. But something that's very important to know. And I said this years ago, and I was recently, last year, by a Talmud of the Brisker Rav, from the oldest Talmud in Brisker Rav that's alive, Rav Tutzin, Mamish, a Gava Rabbah, and he felt that what I told him was Pashat. I figured, yeah, Brisker, maybe he'll think it's a Chiddush. He's a Pashat. He understood like that Pashat. I hold that if you go away from your home, all you are is an Achsanai. So Meikir Adin, you could just mishtat the pipit. Elamai, we want to be Mahadran. We want to be Mahadran. So we have in mind, we're going to light our own menorah. Okay, very nice. But I have a problem. My problem is, I can't be moitzi anybody. Because I'm an achsanoi. So when I light, it's not an erishu beisai. So I hold meikar adin. If I go to somebody's house for Shabbos, I'm an achsanoi. And I come with my wife and my kids, and my wife wants me to make all my own adloka. I hold that I can't be moitzi my wife, because I'm only achsanoi. Maybe my wife, you could argue, is take a gufoi. Maybe. But my kids, for sure not. My kids, because it's not an erishu basis. So the rare times that I went away Hanukkah to my shver, it only happened once or twice over all the years, and my Rebbetzin wanted I should make my own adloka, because she felt like the Rudinsky family needs their own adloka, otherwise it's wimpy. I'm going mishtatef with my shver. So I made my own adloka, al shalom bayis, my wife wanted, right? I did, but then I was mishtatev bepruta with my shver, not for me, for my kids. They could also do it if they would have wanted. I pay for everything, so. Just like I pay for gas and phones and insurance, and you want to know what I pay for? I pay for everything. So I pay for the priti too. So I'm just saying, because I held that my adlokas only adlokas achsanoi. And this I hold as meikir adin. I hold that people make a mistake with this. They go somewhere with their family. They light their own menorah, which is fine. That's fine. The way we hold, that's fine. No problem. The marshal would maybe say, "Yeah, but it's fine." And we'll say mechan the Trumas Hadeshen and the Ramon and Mari Bryant. No problem. But now, how's the rest of my family? Is most people, if they're going away with six kids, they don't light six menorahs. How are my six kids? Yaitz. Teretz is. Nera Shabesa, but it's not a Nera Shabesa. They're Achsanoim like I am. So they have to be part of the Iker Nera of the bias. So that's why I have them be Mishtatif, the Priti, with the Adloka of the Balabayas. That's what I have them do. Meaning I lit my own menorah, for myself. I was not mishtata for myself. So that's how it would come out of halacha ma'aseh. You're allowed to, b'nei Ashkenaz, you're allowed to make your own hadlaka with a bracha. Mechava not to be yotze, achsanoi. But you, as achsanoi, can't be moitzi other people with your hadlaka. Unless your balabos made you a shliach to light for him. No problem. If I go to somebody for Shabbos, balabais mechabed me to light the menorah. No problem. Because then I'm also the shliach of the balabais. And this hadlaka is hadlaka's nera shebeisa. Okay, I'll stop here. Who?
It's only just one person.